This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have spent a lot of time, a lot of time with small business owners the past 15 months. They have been, as we've been telling you, some of the companies that have been the hardest hit. Some of them, though, of those small businesses, have figured out how to adapt and even grow. So we start this story south of downtown Los Angeles. This is going to be the second interview in a row out of which I get lunch, which is awesome. At the corner of Alameda and Washington Boulevard, where it's mostly warehouses and big rigs on the road.
So I'll tell you what, we should go inside where it's a little more quiet.
Yeah, then we'll talk.
Inside what used to be a Chinese restaurant, still got a big ABC Express Chinese on it, but inside, eight women are making tortillas for a taqueria a couple of miles away in downtown called Sonora Town, owned and operated by Teo Diaz and Jennifer Feltham. Tell me about this business. I mean, why? Look, there are a zillion taquerias in Los Angeles. The restaurant scene is crowded. How come you guys said, this is a space we ought to be in?
That was something that we got told initially also, that there were four other Mexican restaurants on within a block of where we were going to open. But we were secure in the belief, at least, that what we were doing was something a little different, because when I first met Teo, he drove me all the way to his hometown to eat these tacos that you're going to try today.
How far is the hometown?
It's in northern Mexico, in Sonora, San Luis Rio Colorado. It's right on the border of Arizona. So it's about 4 or 5 hour drive.
That's a long day, man.
Wow. Yeah, but I mean, once we got there and tried the tacos, there wasn't one that equaled it here in Los Angeles. And he told me even that day that he was going to open his own shop one day, which I kind of laughed at back then, but look at us now.
Okay, yeah. So talk to me about this flour then.
So the flour that is made in my home state is specifically made for tortillas, so it just has this different texture that we weren't able to find here. And so when we first opened, we started driving there and bringing it.
I'm sorry, you drove 5 hours to get a bag of flour?
Yeah, well, like a whole truckload of
bags
of flour.
All right, fair enough. Yes,
it would last us almost a month when we first started, and then it got less and less as business grew. So my mom started helping us because she lives right on the border, and she started crossing it for us. Wow. And we still go pick it up at like once a month.
Give me a sense of output here. How many? So you're making two things, right? You're making the small ones and you're making the big ones.
Yeah, we're making the small ones for the tacos and the big ones for burritos.
Yeah.
And probably about 2,000 tortillas get made every day here. It's all done by hand.
It is. I mean, so we've got, I don't know if you can hear that sound, but that's...
Yeah, they press them by hand. They make the little balls by hand, and everything's by hand.
So how's business?
It's good. We actually were lucky that sales didn't drop that much, because we pivoted to like all to go and pick up.
Take out and pick
up.
Yeah,
it wasn't clear how things were going to go. I think once dining rooms closed, everyone sort of filled with uncertainty. But I still wonder, you know, like how sustainable it is, being that... we still have to get our supply chains in order, the flour thing. We are about to solve that issue, because we were able to send out a sample of our flour to a lab once the pandemic started, and we were not sure if we were going to be able to continue to get the flour. And so we were able to get the exact chemical makeup of our specific type of flour, and we're shopping it currently to different mills here in the United States to see if they can make a blend that will be a good substitute for it.
So wait, let's back up here.
Sure.
You are reverse engineering Sonoran flour.
Yes.
Right? Is that fundamentally what's happening?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Because people also have shopped to us the idea of like, oh, well, we've grown Sonoran wheat. Here it is. You should be able to have the same results, but it doesn't yield the same result. Just like the meat here that we use, we can use a cut that's very similar, but it's not going to taste like it does in Mexico. So we are currently, we're always working, trying to asymptotically get closer to the real experience that I had back when I met you.
It's like the water in New York bagels, right?
Right, same idea.
Yeah, same basic idea. Okay, so these ladies output 2,000 of these things a day, and then what?
Well, they get bagged up, and then they get sent to the taqueria.
All right, well, let's go to the taqueria.
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Also, just really quickly, am I going to be able to buy lunch out of this, right?
Yeah,
good. All right, good, because that's important.
Next spot. Right now?
No, I'll wait till we get there.
Jen and Teo decided early on in this pandemic, because of distancing, sure, but also because they were growing, that they just needed more space. Sonora Town, the actual restaurant, is about a 10-minute drive.
Oh, it smells good.
Yeah.
Smells good. Yeah, all right, so this is where the magic happens. So it's worth commenting on the different section of LA we're in now, right? We were in sort of a warehousey industrial kind of place, and now there's foot traffic, fashion district. I mean, this is why you were here, right?
There's a lot of people that come in to work in the different sort of like for the different fashion brands every day, all different kinds of incomes. And so our prices are pretty affordable so that we can cater to the widest swath of the people that are here in this neighborhood.
So let me ask you to go back a little bit, like March of last year, when the bottom was falling out.
Yeah.
What were you thinking? What were your, I mean, were you like, oh God, we're doomed?
It felt like a once in a lifetime event. And so I knew that every time that I was freaking out that everybody else around me was also. And then watching some of my really close friends in this neighborhood lose their restaurants that have had way more experience than me was a really insane, just like hard to sort of thing to see.
How come you were able to hold on while your friends who had more experience in restaurants weren't? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think in this specific instance, tacos were something that, you know, even if you were struggling, you could still afford to eat tacos. I think that's what also made us think that it might not be a terrible idea to open a second restaurant. Yeah. It seems like if it was pandemic-proof, then whatever else might come by, like, people will always probably still want tacos.
And most of the places that our friends that closed down are, like, sit-down restaurants, and those took a huge hit.
How much of your time do you spend thinking about supply chain?
A
lot of it.
A lot of it. Half, 50% thinking about my employees and 50% about supply chains.
Wow.
Yeah.
So look, you guys have made it through, right? Things look good. They certainly smell great, and I'm going to have some in a minute. In 6 months, where is this company? How you doing?
Hopefully our second location is open and we're back to some sort of in-person dining.
Yeah, when we closed the dining room, we took over all of this dining room space.
Yeah, you can
see over here,
Kai,
and we started selling things, doing like a little bodega.
Well, so, I mean, there's merch and there's all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah. We were selling like hand sanitizer, toilet paper.
So you did a little pivot, and I guess the answer is you're never going to pivot all the way back, as we talked about before.
We'll just continue to keep pivoting as many times and as many different ways as we can. Whatever comes, we'll try our best, you know?
Which is what running a business is all about.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so here's what I want. I want a house special burrito.
Yeah.
Okay, here they come.
Marketplace is paying. No, I'm completely serious. Marketplace is paying. That was Jennifer Feltham and Teo Diaz. They are the owners of Sonora Town in DTLA. And I'll tell you what, I ate way too much that day. That's for sure.